Hello again, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话英伦。Hello, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
Today, we've got a special episode.
That's because today, we want to take you on a journey.
Can you hear the background noise? We are right now at a subway station in London.
Actually, not a subway station. We are at a tube station.
Ah, right, because British English, you don't say subway. You would say underground.
Yeah, but if we're talking about the London Underground, we would normally call it the Tube.
The Tube, T-U-B-E.
Yeah.
英国的地铁叫做 Tube. Why? Is it just because of the shape?
Yeah, it looks like a tube.
So normally when people talk about it, they would say the Tube Station.
Yeah, or they're getting on the Tube.
Getting on the Tube. I heard a lot of interesting things about the London Underground. But forgive me for saying this, it all looks quite old.
Well,
how old is it?
Well, that's to be expected. It is over 150 years old.
150?
Yeah.
So when did it first open?
It first opened in 1863.
19th century.
And that line was the Metropolitan line. And it was opened up at that time. And to save costs, what they did was they dug the tunnels underneath the street.So pretty much, most of the London Underground lines, they follow the street pattern of London.
So they don't have to tear down any buildings?
No. And more importantly, they don't have to pay people to use underneath their house.
为了节省开支，不用去拆除房子，所以直接是按照伦敦道路来走的地铁。And so it expanded over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Hang on, I think that's our train coming.
Oh, all right.It's not as crowded as I thought.
Oh, you should see what it's like at rush hour.
Does it get really crowded?
Well, if you think of it this way, there are 4.8 million passengers a day.
4.8 million, 480万人的这个客流量。What is the population of London?
It's around 8 to 9 million people.
So essentially half of the London's population.
Yeah, just about.
But exactly how many lines do you have now?
Well, at the moment we have 11 lines, 270 stations, and if you look at the map just above us, just above the door, you can see...
All the lines?
Yeah, and that's only central London.
Ah, only part of it.
Yeah, there are over about 400 kilometres of track.
Well, I have a question though.These lines, they all have their own names. They're not numbered. Not like in Beijing, we have line 1, 2, 3.
No, they're all given names. So, for example, the Metropolitan Line, the Northern Line.
Piccadilly.
Yeah.
What is Bakerloo Line? That's not a word. Bakerloo?
No, it comes from, if you take a look, you have Baker Street and Waterloo.The two main stations.
Oh, so, it's a combination.
Yeah.
It's just a made-up word. London 的地铁都是以名字而不是编号命名的。Bakerloo 这条线就是连接了 Baker Street, 也就是 Sherlock Holmes Street, and Waterloo Station, one of the main stations, 滑铁卢车站。So, Bakerloo. And then this card we got today, this is your transportation card, isn't it?
Yeah, this is called an Oyster card.
Why is it called an oyster card? O-Y-S-T-E-R. Isn't that a seafood?
Yeah, but there are lots of reasons why we call it an oyster card. But one of the main ones is it's the idiom, the world's your oyster.
The world is your oyster. 说世界是你的牡蛎或者生蚝。What does that even mean?
It means that possibilities are endless. There's so many places you can go to. There's so many things that you can do.It's originally from Shakespeare.
It's from Shakespeare.
Yeah.
It's one of his creations, I guess.
Yeah.
是莎士比亚发明出来的。The world is your oyster. It means you're in control. You can do whatever you want. Endless possibilities.
Well, as long as you pay.
Yeah, it's an apt name for a travel card, I guess.
Yeah. And so in order to use it, you have to keep topping it up.To top up an oyster card.
Putting money into it.
Yeah.
And I noticed that it's just touch in and touch out. You don't have to put the card in the machine.
No, no, you just touch in and then touch out when you leave.
也是直接刷卡就可以了，不用插卡。Is that very popular? Do people generally use Oyster card?
Yeah, because if you use cash to pay for your tickets, it's actually more expensive. Using an Oyster card is cheaper.
That's quite similar to a lot of the places. But even with the Oyster card, it's still really expensive. I checked my balance. It seems that for this one journey, they have taken almost £3.
Yeah, London Underground is quite expensive. If you think of it in this way,The shortest distance between two stations is only 260 metres. So if you want to go from Leicester Square and Covent Garden, it's only a very short distance, only takes 20 seconds. But if you pay for a ticket, pay by cash, it costs £4.90.
You're joking, almost £5 for 20 seconds.
For 20 seconds.
Of underground ride.
Yeah.
Oof.这个是从 Leicester Square 到 Covent Garden 伦敦市中心的两个地方只需要20秒的车程但是如果是现金支付需要£5 Who would even take that? I can just walk
Well, lots of tourists They take it because they don't know the distance But nowadays, because obviously we think about more healthy living You do see some tube maps Where you can actually see the distance from how long it would take you to walk there.
Yeah, you do see a lot of people walking in the centre of London. Actually, it feels pretty hot in here. I mean, it's quite cold out, but inside the train, inside the underground, it's really hot.
Yeah, that's because there's no or very little air conditioning. You should actually come during the summer months.
I cannot imagine.
It gets very hot down here.
Do people not get heat stroke? 大家不会中暑吗在夏天?
Sometimes people do.And around that time, around the times of heat waves, they will have posters saying it's important to take water on board the train, just in case.
You see, trains in Beijing, they're all very air-conditioned. Why don't you just crank up the AC?
Because there's no room for it. Most of these tunnels were built over 100 years ago. There's not enough space to put in the air conditioning units. And it'll also be very, very expensive.
Talking about the space, I didn't notice the carriage roof is quite low. I'm really short, but this still seems quite low. Isn't that quite low for you?
Yeah, it's very, very low for me. But the reason why is that all of the tunnels are roughly the same height, and all the trains are roughly the same height. And when they first opened the tunnels, people were much shorter back then. You have to think, around 150 years ago, people were generally...quite a bit shorter than people nowadays.
I guess it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You have the long history, but you also have to face the challenge of, you know, it's quite difficult to revamp, to renovate what is so old.
Yeah.
And you cannot stop the train, can you?
No. That's it. If they closed tube lines for too long, it would create chaos in London.
It's really your bloodline.
Yeah.
In London. By the way, Alan, I noticed that it's really quiet in here. I feel very self-conscious being the only one that's talking so loudly.
Well, generally, yeah. There's a lot of rules of etiquette on the tube. Generally, commuters don't speak to each other. They keep their eyes down. They avoid eye contact. And they try not to make too much noise.
This is also a bit more British, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Speaking of avoiding eye contact, 说到这个不愿意在公共交通上眼神交流或者说基本上不愿意理别人 A while ago, there was a movement, I think started by an American. You pin these badges, these buttons, 这样小徽章上面写了 tube chat. It is created to try to encourage people to talk with their fellow passengers, but it just didn't work in London.
It didn't work.That's because people just feel very embarrassed doing that. And a lot of people like the fact that in London Underground, you can't use your phone, there's no signal, there's no Wi-Fi. And a lot of people actually just like watching something on their mobile phone or just reading a book or reading a newspaper.
Being quiet.
Just being quiet.
Appreciate the silence, the quietness.
Yeah.
I even read it somewhere.That Londoners actually created a badge that says don't you even think about talking to me.
That I can believe.
想跟我说话想都别想。
That I can really believe.
That says a lot about the whole mentality. And the other rules, the other sort of etiquette include things like, obviously, you let people get off the train first, and then you go on the train.
Yeah, very important, yeah. Mm.
And also you stand on the right side of the escalator, 上电梯的时候是靠右站。
Yeah, that's because the left side is for people who are in a rush, so they're walking down or up, and it's very important not to block.
Another thing that I found quite peculiar about London's underground is that you see far more well-dressed people on the underground, especially men, in very expensive-looking suits.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You mentioned about being in Beijing. Mm. Most people who would be wearing those type of suits, they would probably be driving, or they would
get a taxi.
Get a taxi.
Even get a driver.
Or get a driver, yeah. Mm. But in London, it's simply not convenient to drive. It's not just expense, but it's also the time.
Mm.
Using the underground is much more convenient.
You also get a lot of traffic jam in the centre of London.
We do, to a certain extent. We do have a congestion charge.
啊，对，伦敦是有堵车税的，所以大家都不愿意开车进伦敦。
Yeah.
Because the streets are very narrow. So these people, well-dressed, I assume they will go to the City of London? They're mostly in banking, finance?
Generally, yeah.
啊，很多都是伦敦金融城的，所以穿的都是西装革履。This is also one peculiar thing about London. Yeah. I would think it's a quintessential London image.
Oh, hang on, Luda. I think our stop is coming.
Ah, okay. So which station are we arriving at?
We're coming into King's Cross now.
King's Cross? Isn't that the station they mentioned in Harry Potter?
Yeah, platform 9 3/4.
Do you actually have the platform 9 3/4?
Well, we have the sign, and we have somewhere you can take some photos. Shall
Ooh,
we?
Great.
Shall we go on up?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see if we can catch the Hogwarts Express. Yeah. So if you are ever in London, don't forget to try the tube. If you're a Harry Potter fan, don't forget to come to King's Cross.
If you've ever been on the London Tube, or if you have any questions about it, let us know in the comments section.
And also feel free to share with us your subway adventure. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.